The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Yes, once again, I welcome each and every one of you to Power for Today, coming to you from Destiny House Podcast of Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi, Daniel Ebony Hotel. I'm the servant of the Lord, Delali Boja, being assisted by Gladys and our technicians, Boja Worldwide and his team. Once again, we are into prayer, and today we are praying our theme for the 100 Days Prayer Festival. We are praying our theme for the month. Now is my time, my turn, my season. Now is my time. But we are going to interweave this with the key of David. Yes, we are going to interweave this theme with the key of David as we pray them. Yes. You know, in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8, Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8, also Jesus told them, I'm reading from the Amplified Version, also Jesus told them a parable to the effect that they ought always to pray and not to turn coward, faint, lose heart, and give up. He said, in a certain city, there was a judge who neither reverenced and feared God nor respected or considered man. And there was a widow in that city who kept coming to him and saying, protect and defend and give me justice against my adversary. And for a time he will not. But later he said to himself, though I have neither reverence or fear for God, nor respect or consideration for man, yet because this widow continues to bother me, I will defend and protect and advise her, lest she give me intolerable annoyance and wear me out by her continual coming, or at the last she come and rail on me, or assault me, or strangle me. Then the Lord said, listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not our just God defend and protect and revenge his elect, his chosen ones, who cry to him day and night? Will he defer them and delay help on their behalf? I tell you, he will defend and protect and avenge them speedily. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find persistence in faith on the earth? Amen. We chose as a scripture also 2 Kings chapter 19, verse number 2 Kings chapter 19, verse number 30 and 31. Once more, a remnant of the house of Judah will take root below and bear fruit above. For out of Jerusalem will come a remnant, and out of Mount Zion, a band of survivors. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. I want to read verse 31 again. For out of Jerusalem, use Jerusalem as your family. Use Jerusalem as the church. Use Jerusalem as your community. Use Jerusalem as your nation. Where you are, will come a remnant. You are the remnant. A remnant is a few people who survived A remnant are survivors. Survivors. Very few people out of the majority who survived to tell the story. And out of Mount Zion, a band of survivors. You see, the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this. I want us to know that as children of God, we are survivors. We are in every situation, you are a survivor. You are a remnant. Things can happen to people, yes. We can hear of all kinds of news. That is very true. But I can tell you that as long as God is with us, as long as we are connected to God Almighty, as long as God is with us, as long as we are connected to the Almighty, as long as we remain children of God, we are survivors. The power of God will enable us to survive and prevail. We don't just survive, but we survive and prevail. We survive and continue life. This morning, we are declaring that now is my time, my turn. The Bible in Luke chapter 18, verse 1 to 8, Jesus spoke a parable. And the main reason why he spoke this parable was to teach a lesson of persistency in prayer. Persistency in prayer, not giving up. I want us to understand that in Christ, there is nothing like I am tired. Like one of the ladies sent me a message, I have prayed and prayed and prayed. I don't know what manner of prayer I should pray. When we came to the crossover, I was watching her. Yes, I was watching her as we were praying. She was holding the hand of a small girl. And then at a point, she would squeeze her face and tell the small girl something. She would squeeze her face and tell the small girl something. I was watching. And one day I'll be meeting her. Prayer is not magic. Prayer is not magic. You cannot pray and live the way you like. You cannot pray and you are not checking something in your life. You cannot pray and then you think that God answers prayers like that. Prayer is not magical. In fact, as I made mention of in the new program that I have begun, the 11th hour prayer parade from 11:30 a.m. to 12. In fact, I just mentioned that there is no way we can never compare God to Satan. Never. God and Satan are incomparable. Satan was a fallen angel. Angels were created. God created angels. Satan was Lucifer. He might have been the head of all angels in heaven. But then the Bible says that iniquity was found in him. When you read Isaiah chapter 14 from verse 12, and then Ezekiel 28 from verse 14, you can see how the description of the spirit that entered into Lucifer in heaven. And the Bible said that there was a revolt in heaven. When you read Revelation chapter 12 from verse 7, there was a revolution between the angels. Lucifer had been able to capture the mind of one third of the angels. And so those who were still loyal to God, Michael was leading the archangel, engaged them in battle. And the Bible says that Lucifer and the angels that he has influenced, they could not survive. They were cast down. They were cast down. Immediately, Lucifer and those angels left the presence of God. They took on a different nature. A different nature. A different nature. A wicked nature. Evil nature. That was when Satan became Satan and the devil. These two names, they describe his operations. One is an adversary. Yes, an enemy. An enemy. Yes. One is an adversary, an enemy. An enemy. One of the names of Satan is that he is what? An enemy. I want to look at Revelation chapter 12, verse 7. Yes. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil. Devil means diabolos. Devil means a slanderer, an accuser. So the name devil attributed to Satan means an accuser, a slanderer. Yes, so it's called devil and Satan. Satan means adversary, Satanas. Satanas, adversary. One who opposes another in purpose or act. The name given to a prince of evil spirits. So, he's the same person by his two natures. One is an accuser, a slanderer. That's the devil, the name devil. When you use devil, you are talking about the nature of Satan that accuses or slanders. He accuses us before God. Satan is like a lawyer. He looks at us, observes our weaknesses, and go to stand before God to accuse us. So when we say devil, you are referring to an accuser, a slanderer. And when you use the term Satan, you are referring to an adversary, an opposer, an enemy. Yes, an adversary, an opposer, an enemy. I needed to explain this, but it's the same person. Which deceives the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. Salvation in heaven, oh, and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren, accuser, what name is that accuser? The devil. Is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. So you see, even Lucifer in his state, I don't know whether in his original state, Lucifer was still accusing. In heaven, accusing. I don't know that one. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives unto the unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, rejoice, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil, the accuser, is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. Whilst it was a joy in heaven, a celebration in heaven, that Lucifer has been cast down, It was a woe on earth, a woe, 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 woe to the dwellers of the earth, because Satan, the devil, has come down with anger, wrath, wrath. And who are the people that he pursues? Verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast onto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. This woman could be Israel. The child was Jesus, or the church. The church and Jesus. Either Israel and Jesus, or the church and Jesus. Verse 14. And to the woman were given two wings of a great eagle, that she might fly into the wilderness, into her place, where she is nourished for a time and times and half a time from the face of the serpent. This woman, whether it's Israel or the church, the Bible says that no temptation has seized you except what is common to man. But even when the temptation comes, God will make a way of escape. There is always an escape for you, child of God. There is always an escape for the church. There is always an escape for every child of God. In any situation you find yourself in, there is always a way of escape. And the serpent cast out of his mouth water as a flood after the woman, that he might cause her to be carried away of the flood. 16. And the earth helped the woman, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed up the flood which the dragon cast out of his mouth. You see, the Bible says in Isaiah 54, 17, no weapon that is fashioned against you shall prosper, and any tongue that rises up against you in judgment is condemned. No weapon. The serpent released the flood. A flood. This is an attack. Avalanche. Avalanche of attack. Intensive satanic attack against Israel or the church. But the Bible says that the earth opened up and swallowed. The earth opened up and swallowed the avalanche of that attack. Look, in Christ, you are secured. I say, in Christ, we are secured. Amen. Verse 17, and the dragon was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed. So this is either Israel or the church, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ. You see, this is the fact of our warfare. The reason why we need to pray and faint not. This unjust judge in Luke chapter 18, in the parable that Jesus gave, the spirit of wickedness had just possessed him. Human beings are channels. And as I've said, you can never compare God and Satan. They are incomparable. They are not the same. In fact, do you know that some Christians believe that they position God like God is good and Satan is bad. It is true. But you see, they see Satan and God as two equal powers. Two equal powers. I want to correct that theology. Satan and God are not two equal powers. Satan and God, they are not two equal powers. Satan was a created being. God is the creator. How can that which is created have equal power to the creator? They are not. So the first thing that should come into your mind this morning, child of God, anytime the thought of the devil, which is whatever comes into your mind, you know, the devil himself has made himself an equal power. Yes. That is how he has made himself. And he has created that in our mind. for us to equate him with God so that we think that he is equal with God, only that God is good and he is bad. Never. In fact, God himself never fights Satan. It is angels who and not all angels who, not all angels. Michael was the one who dealt with Satan. Other angel, they deal with Satan and his principalities. And do you know here on earth, do you know who should deal with Satan? You and I. We have been given power to also deal with him. And do you know why when we stand praying, we should have confidence? Because we have Jesus Christ in heaven who has tasted everything that we have tasted. And he's gone to heaven. He's seated there representing us, interceding for us. And the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 6 that we are seated with him in heavenly places. We are seated with him in what? Heavenly places. That is your position. So, beloved, as we pray, this unjust judge never feared God or respected any man. But this woman had a key, persistence. Persistence. She said, now is my time. I will not let my time go. Never. Beloved, to everyone online, now is your time. I'm telling you, now that you are alive, it's your time. Look, as long as you are alive, it is your time. You know, certain terminologies, certain terms have come to reduce us. One of the terms that has come to reduce mankind is the time retirement. Retirement. That term is not good at all. Retirement simply means that your realm has been changed to become yourself. Self-manager. If I become a president, if in case God works out something, I become a president one day, I am not. I don't want it. I'm just saying something. I will change the term retirement to self, or what word did I use right now? Self-hot. Oh, so somebody was not listening to me. Eh? Hey. I will change that term retirement to self what? Yes, I will change that term of retirement. I just use a term right now. I think I am surprised. Anyway, God has caused something to be exposed to us. Not everybody who is online is actually listening. I will change that. You see, so you see, you go on retirement. Self-management. Okay, that's a good term. You see, retirement simply means self-managed. Self-managed. Now your time is your time. Your time cannot be controlled by any company. Your years or your days are not controlled by any organization. That's simply the meaning of retirement. Retirement simply means self-management. Self-being. Self-being. Self. Now you are yourself. You can sleep anytime you want. You can wake up anytime you want. You can go anytime you want. You can do anytime you want. Your time is no longer regulated. Let me use the term self-regulated. Somebody should remember and write it for me. Retirement means self-regulated. 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 But you see people go on retirement and they are finished. They become hopeless. In the same way, even church, I see pastors they go on retirement and they become beggars. They become something else. It's like their world is finished. So even when they are mentioning their retirement is coming, they are fighting people. My God, I will never go on retirement. It is something I am really wishing for. My God, I am really desiring for too much. Yesterday, I just started 11th hour prayer parade. It's a ministry I'm going to continue in retirement. Power for today. I will continue it on retirement. I have my time. I will no longer fill any credential forms. Every year, question. How many programs did you organize? How many so and so did you attend? How many days did you? It is for our own good. I am saying this. Retirement means self-regulated. In the same way, when it comes to the things of God, at a certain age, now I'm 60 years. Now I'm 70 years. Now I'm 80 years. Now I'm this, so I am finished. Who told you that you are finished? Who told you that you are finished? You are not finished. You are not finished, oh. You are not finished. You are finishing yourself. As long as there is still breath in you, you are not finished. You are not finished, oh. Look, the power of God doesn't finish. Somebody should write it for me. The power of God never finishes. The power of God never expires. The Holy Spirit never expires. The Word of God never expires. Nothing of God expires. So when that power, that word is living in you, the Bible says that it quickens your body. Romans chapter 11. It quickens your body. It quickens your body. It quickens your body. It quickens your body. In fact, when that power, when you are connected to that power, it quickens your body. It quickens out your body. It quickens your body. I'm looking for, yes. He said, if this power dwells in you. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. Romans chapter 8 verse number 11. And if the spirit of him who raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you. Do you have the spirit that raised Jesus dwell in you? Do you have the resurrection power living in you? Then what does it do? Then he who raised up Christ Jesus from the dead will also restore to life your mortal body. Your mortal, short-lived, perishable bodies through his spirit who dwells in you. King James says it will quicken your body. It will quicken your body. So if you carry the resurrection power in you, it does not expire. The resurrection power does not expire. The resurrection power in you does not expire. The Holy Spirit in you does not expire. The Word of God in you does not expire. Abraham believed in God, believed in the word, held onto the word. Sarah believed in the word, held onto the word. That was why even at the age of 190, they still became pregnant. Do you know what caused the pregnancy? It was the word that dwells in them. It was the resurrection power. Because the resurrection power never expires. The Holy Spirit never expires. The Word of God never expires. You see people and then they will tell you, I am aging. They are feeling some way and then they will tell you, you see, when you are growing old, is this. When you are growing old, is this. You see, at this age, is this. At this age, you can no longer fast. At this age, you can look at. Look, Moses was how many years before he was called? 80 years. Moses was 40 years when he ran from Pharaoh. He stayed with what was the name of the father-in-law? Jethro. He stayed in Midian for 80 years. When he was 80 years, and then he sent the animals to, graze at the foot of at the Mount Sinai. That was when God encountered him in what? In the burning bush. 80 years. 80 years before Moses was called. Moses was called at what? 80 years. The same resurrection power started working in the life of Moses. 80 years. Moses was, how many times did Moses climb the mountain to do fasting? 40 days fasting, day and night, without food and water, over 80 years, over 80 years, over 80 years. Somebody was telling me, Pastor, you see, you have to make an announcement and tell those who are 60 years above, when you are at a certain age, fasting. You see, human. You see how we limit ourselves? How old was Moses when he was doing 40 days and night? 80 years. That is supernatural fast. No food, no water. Don't do that one unless God commands you. Otherwise, you will die. When you are fasting, drink a lot of water. But this one, 80 years. Beloved, we are not expired. Say, I am not expired. Say, I am not expired. I can never expire because of the resurrection power that dwelleth in me. I cannot expire. I cannot expire. Let's begin to pray. I cannot expire. 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 I cannot expire because of the resurrection power that dwelleth in me. I cannot expire. 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 I cannot expire because of the resurrection power that dwelleth in me. I, Delali Boja, mention your name. I cannot expire.
I cannot expire.
I cannot expire.
I cannot expire.
Because the resurrection power, never expires.
The Holy Spirit
never expires. Never expires. Never expires. Never expires. Never expires. I cannot expire.
I cannot expire.
I cannot expire. I cannot expire. I cannot expire. I cannot expire. I cannot expire.
I cannot expire.
I cannot expire. I cannot expire.
I cannot expire.
I cannot expire.
I cannot
expire. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Beloved, that is why we must take good care of our bodies. Please, take good care of your body. Three things. Rest. Good food. Exercise. Rest. Good food. Exercise. Keep your body. Keep your body. Don't misuse your body. Then the resurrection power will work in harmony with the way you are keeping your body. I'm telling you. Sometimes I feel some things when I go to the doctor. I begin to tell the doctor the way I'm feeling my chest, the way I'm feeling so and so. The doctor says, nothing. There is nothing there. Nothing. You are not exercising. Exercise. Watch the way you eat. You eat late. Don't eat after 6. You tell me those things, my physician. But my general practitioner, immediately you start talking, you start prescribing medicine. This is a problem with general practitioners. They will start writing, but a physician will listen to you and advise you and counsel you. Scarcely does my physician specially give me medicine. Scarcely. Scarcely. He will tell me, Osofo, Pastor, you started eating late again. you started doing this again. You see the way you are feeling. Go and stop it. That's all. But it is expensive to have a physician specialist. It's expensive. Because the consultation alone is something. But I tell you, if you get one, it will really help you. So we are praying. That's why I said all these things. So that we know that God works in harmony with us. Let me tell you, I want to make this statement again. God is all-knowing. But sometimes, look, God will never trespass your will.
Violate.
Thank you. God bless. God, may you live 3 years in addition to the years God has given to you.
Amen.
No, let God give you 5 years in addition to your years.
Amen.
5 years in make addition to your years. Make 10 years, eh? Okay, may God give you 10 years in addition. Look, God will never violate your will. That was why he said we should ask. The other day when I said, you think God knows? He doesn't know. Thank God that our young man started this thing. I mean, called my attention and I explained it. And he understood it. God knows everything. Psalm 139 verse 12 says that even darkness is like light. Darkness is like light to him. Look, the presence of God alone, the light that surrounds him, is more than the sun. Look, the light that surrounds God, when that light appears, the sun disappears. The sunlight becomes darkness. So darkness is even light to God. Psalm 139 verse 2. Darkness becomes light. I mean, darkness becomes light. He knows everything. But because he has given you a will, he will never violate your will. If you will to live, you will live. If you will to die, you die. He will never violate your choices. That's why I say, ask and it shall be given. Seek, you find. Knock and keep on. So when you get to a place, you say, I am tired. Okay. You say you are tired. Don't blame me. You say you are tired. Don't blame me. But as we pray, I want us to understand that we are declaring that now is my time. Look, God knows your time, but you can also declare your time. There are few things that God has time for you. In fact, here on earth, even though we are declaring that we will never expire, it doesn't mean that we should wait time. Because God created three things. Time, space, and matter. Time, space, and matter. Everything has been timed. Every element of creation has been held, giving time to expire. So there is a time that we will leave this body. This body will die. And because we don't know that time, that's why we should make proper use of time. That's why we should keep our bodies well. The youth, I cry for them. Don't waste time. You see, when you get to a certain age, anyway, thank God, I've never wasted so much time in life. Please, there are four areas that you should never miss. Four pillars of life. When you miss any of them, your life will twist. Number one, the God you serve, your belief system, what you believe in, the God you serve. Number two, your life partner, the person you marry. Number three, your career. Number four, what is number four? Your association. Your association, the friends you make. These are the four pillars of life. People you listen to, people you give your ears to. They influence your character. In fact, all these four areas, they influence your life here on earth. They influence your life. They have impact on your destiny. Your belief system, number one. The God you worship, the God you choose to believe and serve. Number one, that's number one. Number two, the person you marry to, not married, but the person you choose as a life partner to share your destiny with. Number three, your career. Your career, the work you give yourself to. Number four, your associations. Your associations. I have been very careful in these areas by the grace of God. I have not messed up at all. But the area of associations, I have messed up a little. Because I opened up too much. I thought everybody is like me. Please, you should have three rings around you. The inner ring, middle ring, and outer ring. Outer ring is for everybody, even those who are passing by. When you are passing, you can greet them. When they greet you, you respond. It's like market. You are walking all kinds of people. We need them so that we can witness to them. We can win them for Christ. But when it comes to your middle ring, people must start paying the price. Your middle ring may be those you attend the same church with, fellow Christians and believers. Then your inner ring, that one, hey, the person must qualify. That is your blood. Wife, husband, children, your spiritual father, and any other person, any person, everybody must qualify to enter there. Not everybody should enter. Look, you have a hall. We are sitting in the hall right now. Anybody who comes here can enter here in the hall, but not everybody enters your bedroom. You must qualify to enter a bedroom. I've entered people's bedrooms. Big people, small people, I've entered, I've sat on people's beds because of my status. People must qualify to enter there. So that is about the association. Who has your ear? Who speaks into your ear? These are the four areas that you must watch so that you can make it in life. Say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
I declare.
Because of the Holy Spirit, because of Jesus Christ that dwelleth in me.
I will never expire. My dream will never expire. My body will never expire. My destiny will never expire. My testimony will never expire. It 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 will never expire. Say, I declare. I mention your name.
I gladly.
Now is my time.
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 To give that testimony.
To give that testimony.
To be fulfilled.
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 To give that testimony.
Give that testimony.
To give that testimony.
Give that testimony.
Now is my time.
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 To give that testimony.
To give that testimony.
To experience that breakthrough.
To enter that open.
Enter that open
door. Change levels.
To 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 change my story.
To change my story.
To change my story.
To change my story.
To change my song.
To change my song.
Now is my time.
Now is my time.
Now is my time.
Now is my time.
To actualize.
Actualize.
That prophecy.
That prophecy.
That dream.
That dream.
That promise.
That promise.
That God has made.
That God has made.
That I am holding on.
That I am holding on.
That prophetic word.
That prophetic word.
That came.
That came.
That
word.
That I'm holding on.
I'm holding on
I declare,
to.
I declare. Now is my time.
It's my time.
Now is my time.
Now is my time.
To testify.
To testify.
To the glory of
the
God.
Glory of
to
God.
Testify.
Testify.
To the glory,
to the
of,
glory
God.
Of God.
To live,
a better life.
Better life.
To live,
a fulfilling life.
Fulfilling life.
To live,
to live.
A productive life.
A productive life.
To live,
to live.
A victorious,
a victorious life.
Life.
To live,
to live.
A prosperous life.
Prosperous life.
Now is my time.
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 For my skills.
For my skills.
For my talents.
For my talent.
To be recognized.
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 To be accepted.
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 Now is my time.
Now is my time.
Now is my time.
Now is my time.
To shine.
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 To shine,
to shine,
to shine.
Now is my time.
Now is my time.
To break out.
To break out.
And to break forth.
And to break forth.
To break out.
To break out.
Somebody should write this
forth.
One for me. Now is my time.
Now is my time.
To break out and break forth.
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 To break out and break forth. To break out and break forth. To break out and break forth.
Now is my time.
Now is my time. Now is my time.
Now is my time.
Now is my time.
To break.
To break out and break forth.
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 To break out and break forth. To break out and break forth. To break out and break forth. To break out and break forth. To break out and break forth. To break out and break forth. Now is my time.
Now is my time.
To break out every limitation.
To break out of every covering.
Break out of every demonic covering.
Every demonic covering.
Every demonic
now is my time.
Now is my time.
Now is my time.
To break out.
Break out.
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 To break out of every limitation.
Of every limitation.
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 Every covering of darkness.
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 Now is the time.
Now is the time.
To break out.
To break out.
To break
out.
To break out of limitation.
To break out of every limitation.
Ancestral limitation.
Ancestral limitation.
Family limitation.
Family limitations. Parental limitations.
Environmental limitations.
Environmental limitations.
Now is the time.
Now is the
now
time.
Is the time.
To break
now
out
is the
and
time.
To break forth.
Now is the time.
Out and to
now is the time.
Now is the
now
time.
Now is the time.
Now is my
now
time.
Now is the time.
Now is my
now is the time.
Now
to break out.
To break out and to break forth. Now is my time. To experience that testimony. Now is my time. To experience that breakthrough. Now is my time. To change level. Now is my time.
Now is my time. Now is my time.
Now
is my time. Now is my time.
Now is my time.
Now is my time.
Now is my time.
Now is my time. To break out of every limitation.
Break out of every limitation.
Break out of every limitation.
Break out of
to break out of ancestral limitation.
Break out of
break out of family limitation.
To break out of environmental limitation.
To break out of parental limitation.
To
break out of environmental limitation.
To break out of governmental limitation.
Governmental limitations.
National limitations.
National limitations.
National limitations.
National limitations.
Tribal limitations.
Now is my time. To break out, to break out. To break out, to break out.
To break out, to break out.
To break out, to break out.
To break out, to break out.
To break out, to break out.
To break out, to break out.
To break out, to break out.
To break out,
to break out.
To break out, to break out.
To break out, to break out.
To break out, to break out.
To break out,
to break
out.
Now is my time.
Now is my time.
Now is my time.
Now is the time.
To break out.
Now is my time.
Now is my time.
Now is my time. Now is my time. Now is my time. Now is my time. Now is my time. Now is my time. Now is my time.
Now is my time to move forward, to advance. Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus
Christ. No power can expire me. No power can expire me.
No power can expire me.
The devil cannot expire me. No system can expire me.
No system can expire me.
No system can expire me.
No system can expire me.
I will never expire.
I will never expire. I never expire.
I never expire. I never expire.
I never expire.
I never expire.
I never expire.
I never expire.
I never expire.
Because of the resurrection power.
Because of the resurrection
that dwells in me.
That dwells in me.
The resurrection power.
The resurrection power. Never expires. Never expires.
In Jesus' mighty name. Let me explain this. Somebody should write this prayer for me. Let me explain this. That no power can expire me. No devil can expire me. No system can expire me. No government can expire me. No denomination can expire me. Please, this prayer is going to do you good. I am telling you. Look, the devil expires people. Situation can expire you. If you don't know this, and pray this. Something can happen and you think you are finished. Look, some people got themselves involved in some business so and so. The business collapsed, something collapsed, and they were finished. Some have even died because their souls were attached. Some, their government were voted out of power and they die. They die. They die. Because their souls were so much attached to their party. Even some are still online right now. Their party is no longer on power. In power. They are finished. So they will do, look, please. Christians should enter politics. I am not against Christians in politics. Look, we must enter politics. Christians must enter politics. Christians must enter politics. We need good people, godly people in politics. But what I'm saying is that your heart should not be, don't so much be connected. I don't know if there is a right word. Don't get so much married. You should, what?
Glued.
Glued. Yes, thank you. Don't be so much glued. I mean, your whole life
to party politics, more
to party politics, more than God. I'm telling you, everything here on earth expires. Do you know that you don't expire? Your spirit doesn't expire. Only this body, when the time comes and God calls you, this body, it will go back to earth. All those who are dead, that body there, go and hit it, do everything. It is clay. In a matter of months, only bones you see. Only bones you will see. The flesh is gone. It is gone back into the earth. But you know, Elisha died. And the anointing of God was still in his bones. And when the dead person was cast into the tomb, that dead person came back to life. That dead person came back to what? Life. That dead person came back to life. And that is one of the prophets. I will tell you one day. Came back to life. Came back to life. So you see, even physically, there is a deep revelation.
Attached.
Yes, attached.
Be so much attached.
Don't be so much attached.
Yeah.
Be so much attached with God.
Yeah.
Be so much connected to God. You see, that is why what the devil's main target is to disconnect you from God. To disconnect your mind daily. To disconnect your emotions. I'm telling you. To disconnect you. To take your mind off. And magnify your problem. Magnify your situation. He has finished you. He has finished you. That was what he did to Adam. Because as long as Adam was connected to God, Satan was under him. Because Adam was giving dominion over the entire creation. Dominion to manage. to superintend, to govern the whole world. And and govern the elements of creation, including Satan, who had been cast down. What Satan did was that to bring enmity. The only way I can get myself out of Adam, the only way I can steal Adam's authority, is to bring enmity between him and God. So let me influence Satan to hate God, to disobey, to eat what God says he shouldn't eat. That's where we are today. That's what has brought mankind here. But thank God that Jesus came to restore us.
Man.
Jesus came to restore us. Man. We have been restored back. Now we are one. Listen to me. Satan is afraid of you. Declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
As long as I live, I declare no power. Can expire me. No system can expire me. No government can expire me. No witch can expire me. No wizard can expire me. No occultic power can expire me. No voodoo. No juju can expire me. No organization can expire me. No organization can expire me. Because I carry the resurrection power. I carry the resurrection power. Shakata kata kabara kata kabaya. Ipepekete kibara kata kabaya kata.
Makata kabaya.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Nana Yao, Chief Executive Officer. Psalm 16, verse 10. God will not suffer us to see corruption.
Yes.
Expiration. Psalm 16, verse 10. You see, it is there. This scripture like this. And Romans chapter 8, 11. Ajajaja. Psalm 16 verse 10, Psalm 16, 10 and Romans 11, 6. I have not checked Psalm 16, 10 yet. Sometimes when we quote scriptures, we misquote. When you check it, it's not there, but When you stand on these scriptures, your body will start changing.
Man.
Your system will start changing. Man. I'm telling you, your body will begin to respond. Who said that you expire? I am 60 years old. I am 65 years old. I am 70 years old. I am 40 years old. I am so and so old. So I am sad. I'll not be able to achieve this. I'll not be able to achieve so and so. Which year did KFC? Which year did he start KFC? 65. Wow. 65 years. 65 years that he started KFC. He has failed and failed and failed and failed and failed. Say, I never expire.
I never expire.
Say, I never expire.
I never expire.
Say, I Delali Boja.
I Gladys Boja.
Never expire. I never expire.
Yes,
no power can expire me.
No power can expire me.
I never expire.
Yes, I
will live and fulfill my dreams.
I will live and fulfill my dreams.
I will live and fulfill my dreams. I am testifying to the glory of God. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
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 This is how far the Lord has brought us. I want to announce to you once again that we started.
The scripture is correct.
Okay. Thank you. Psalm 16 verse 10. Psalm 16 verse 10. Romans 8, 11. If you can declare this scripture every day. Look. Sicknesses will disappear from your body. I'm telling you. Because the devil uses sickness to expire us. Yes. The devil uses sickness and diseases to expire us. The medications we take, no medicine heals. My physician special, he tells me, say, look, no medicine heals. Medicine only manages. Medicine manages the symptoms. Medicine manages the symptoms. Only God heals. Only God heals. Medicine only manages the symptoms so that you can live a little. Only God heals. Why don't we begin to believe the word and declare the word? If you have a bone problem, the Bible says that none of his bones was broken. None of his bones. As you look, the pain will still be there. Sometimes the pain will increase, but keep on. When the pain is increasing, the demon is pressing so that you stop declaring. Yes. When anytime you are praying and the thing is increasing, you know, the devil just wants you to stop because he has seen that you have found the key. So stop. So you'll be pressing. You pay tight and things are difficult. He wants you to stop because you have found the key. Then some will just give up. You are finished. You are back to satanic slavery. May the Lord deliver us.
Amen.
By the grace of God, 11th hour prayer parade has been introduced. It's a program. I don't know whether it's going to be daily. We are still working on it. But from 11:30, in fact, 11:30, I just heard in the night to 12:10. Cross 12:10 in the night. I heard 12:10. Yes. So be alert. We can come on anytime. And then we shall be on Facebook. And then we shall be announcing how it is going to be. How many days it will be in a week. But I'm just announcing. Yesterday, I've received a lot of testimonies and the calls and the messages that I am receiving. Oh my God. Something little we did. And I tell you that it has gone viral. And we give glory to God. Bishops and two archbishops, called me and I was shocked. I was really shocked. We give glory to God.
Amen.
Today I usher you into your unexpiring season.
Amen.
We are meeting this evening to continue our prayer. Deliverance members, we are in fasting. We are in fasting. 6 p.m., we gather. This week, we are taking offering every day. But from next week, our offering days will be Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. We cannot be taking offering all the 100 days. And after August, from September, the program will change. We will not be gathering there every day. So don't fear. The program is very flexible. But for this August is a roaring month. Both the devil and the church must roar because the symbol for the month of August is lion. Lion. And what does lion do? Lion roar. So August is a roaring month. No wonder many churches do fasting prayer in August. It's a roaring month. So please, let us roar. God bless you and
God
keep
bless you.
Too. May God celebrate you.
Amen.
For taking more of your time. May God give you an extra my blessing.
Amen.
Extra my blessing today.
Amen.
I declare an extra my blessing today.
Amen.
I declare an extra my blessing.
In Jesus' name.
For the time you have given. Shalom.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.